beginning, once this law takes effect, people who get a dog from a pet store and it's ill, or has some sort of a congenital defect, they're either going to be able to get a refund or help with veterinary bills. Can you talk a little bit about what was the genesis of this legislation?
Certainly, there is legislation in many states like this, but unfortunately, we have a situation where we have so many animals in shelters. A lot of them are purebreds. A lot of them are in great shape, but people are attracted to go to pet stores. Unfortunately, so many of the dogs in pet stores come from puppy mills. Puppy mills tend to be places where you have 500 or sometimes over 1,000, you know, breeding dogs that are kept confined in cages that sometimes are no bigger than like putting your beagle in a dishwasher for its entire life, and it never gets out. You know, these breeding dogs don't live long. Their health is questionable. In fact, many of them end up dying from their jaws rotting out because they don't get any teeth or vet care. These, unfortunately, a lot of these health issues sometimes then are passed on to the puppies. And it seems many of the dogs have congenital issues, whether it can be hip dysplasia with German Shepherds. It can be, you know, just a variety of different issues. I have a neighbor across the street who took a puppy mill dog, and basically, you know, she's paying thousands of dollars every year to deal with allergens and other issues that basically it's been tested has been genetic and genetically would have been passed on to any of the puppies that she bred. So unfortunately, a lot of the dogs in the pet shops that people pay thousands of dollars for are coming, you might say, defective. So similar to automobile lemon laws for defective product, this goes in light of that. Now, you know, obviously people could return the dog, but many times, most of the time, people do not. They get attached to the dog. They want to do what they can to help the dog. So this sets up the opportunity for a broad audience to basically have some remedies at law. In other words, they have about approximately a 20-day period for general medical issues to be detected, and whereas then they have remedies to go back to the pet shop. But they also have a year if any congenital or genetic issues have been found.
You've brought up something that piqued my interest, and I know I heard this from several other people when they heard about this puppy lemon law, and that is, if somebody does opt to return a dog, what happens? Is this going to result in more sick dogs ending up in shelters? Are there going to be euthanasias? I mean, if this is a problem where we're kind of worried about unscrupulous pet shops passing on sick animals, should we trust them to do the right thing with these dogs that might get returned to them?
I would doubt that maybe, you know, it has the type of ending that we would all hope for. But to be honest, I really don't know what happens with pet store dogs, but I do know that in puppy mills, things can happen to the degree that, I mean, sometimes they just go out and drown an animal because they won't even waste the money for a bullet to shoot it. What a pet store owner would do, I have no idea. I have no idea if they would just kill it. You know, we would hope maybe they would euthanize it, if they would return it to the breeder. To be honest, I really don't know what the outcome of that would be. I have a gut feeling, though, it would not be what we would all hope for.
Well, and that's certainly not the only piece of animal rights legislation that passed the Illinois General Assembly this spring. We also saw a new law that's aimed at preventing long-term dog tethering.
In Illinois, there was not any sort of tethering bill. And unfortunately, there's a lot of animals that can be tethered outside for 24 hours, you know, without shelter, no matter the cold or the heat, without companionship, without vet care, and a lot of times without really access to water or food. A lot of times they can be on these huge, like, logging chains that basically can be dug in to an animal's neck and, you know, can kill an animal with infection. Sometimes animals hang themselves in these situations. I mean, what I'm describing is the worst situations. But what this particular bill does, it does not create a ban on tethering, but it puts in qualifications of what an owner needs to do, that annual vet care is needed, that a dog needs to have access to potable water and quality food, you know, around the clock, that they need to have shelter against the extreme weather, and that the length of the chain and the weight of the chain is reduced. And we feel this is a good beginning and laying a good foundation to improve the lives of animals that are kept outdoors.
And for those of us who are perhaps more used to having indoor animals, I grew up in the suburbs myself. We always kept our dogs inside, except when we had to let them out to use the bathroom. Is this a common thing? Is this more prevalent in rural areas? Or I can't imagine this is something that I've seen a lot just walking around the city. Can you talk a little bit about how prevalent this is?
from what I've heard, it is prevalent, you know, throughout Illinois, and that it tends to be more in rural areas. There might be issues on certain requirements of housing where someone can't keep an animal in, or for whatever reason they feel they can't, and they keep it outdoors. You know, like you said, it's not something oftentimes in a sitting dwelling. Most people a lot of times keep their animals indoors, but actually that's not true. You know, sometimes in some poor areas of town, sometimes you see animals out and around the clock. It's an issue that we need to address, and hopefully we feel it's an issue of education as well as creating legislation for enforcement opportunities for animal control officers and, you know, humane societies to be able to go out and inform people of really the needs of their animals.
And you're also hoping that more law enforcement are going to be trained to help identify and prevent dog fighting and other animal fighting.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is a good law to pass because actually as far as, you know, finding and understanding how to locate and uncover the dog fights and how to deal with the process of confiscating those dogs, you know, potentially working with groups like the ASPCA to take those dogs in so that potentially the behavior can be modified, evaluated, and can these dogs be turned around and be adoptable? You know, getting them out of the bad situations they're in, getting them medical care, and stopping these crimes, these organized crimes that, like in a state like Michigan, has even last year been, you know, they have a racketeering law against this because, unfortunately, where you see dog fighting, you oftentimes see other criminal activities such as gambling, such as drug deals.
And finally, there was legislation that when farm animals are found at large, obviously this is not a big problem in cities, but in rural areas, if farm animals, I guess, get away from their home range and are found running at large, there were sort of limited options as to what could be done with them. And this last legislation changes that.
Yes, we worked with the Illinois Federation for Animal Welfare on this particular legislation. The animal control officers are very interested in helping stray farm animals. Unfortunately, the only option under the law previously was that they had to be sent to auction where they needed to be sold for slaughter. Some of the animals they find, you know, are in such bad condition, unfortunately, the most humane thing to do would be euthanasia. But oftentimes there can be situations where a sanctuary, an adoptive family or farm can be found. You know, these can be llamas. They can be animals that really would be of interest to many people. And this provides opportunities to find the best placement situation for that particular farm animal that's astray.
Interesting. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us. I really
appreciate
it.
Thank you for caring about these good bills that have been passed in Illinois. Thank you so much for your time.
Vicki Desner is the Midwest State Legislative Director for the ASPCA. I'm Brian Mackey.